My name is Lee Woodgate. I was born and bred in Buchan. My great-grandfather discovered the Buchan Caves, Frank Moon. The caves are a big feature of Buchan. My mother was a teacher. She was born in Camberwell. And my father is a farmer, and he was... I'm fourth generation in Buchan, so he was third generation. I was always around horses. Dad had me on a horse when I was really little. I could ride before I could walk. And being on the farm, I was always helping him with cattle work. And then I started Pony Club, and I was in the team that won the Victorian A-grade Pony Club Show Jumping Championships. I then went on to ride track work in Melbourne for a lot of the top trainers, George Hanlon, Ross McDonald, Ian Saunders and Eric Musgrove. I then went on to win the Great Mountain Race. I was at a wedding in Bensdale, and Ken Conley there, he did all the stunt riding in the Man from Snowy River, and Dad took him on betting that a lady would be placed in the event, and he said a lady would never be placed in the event. And Dad said I would, so I went into the Cattleman's Cup and I fell off the horse and got back on and finished third. And then I went in the Great Mountain Race up at Mansfield, which was based on the Man from Snowy River race, and I won that. And it was the first time that a woman had won the race. And after that, I went in the Cattleman's Cup. I won the race, but they changed the rules of the race straight after I'd won it. So that wasn't very good. I was riding track work for Eric Musgrove, and he said, Lee, you're crazy if you don't get your license. Dad had never wanted me to get my jumps license. But after they didn't give me the trophy in the Cattleman's Cup, he said, go for it. So I went into jumps racing, and I won my first three jumps races. I thought, how easy is this money? And I had to have 9 race rides to ride in the city. It was on my 9th race ride when I was coming second in the race. And after the second last jump, my horse fell and landed on me, and the whole field went over me. And my injuries were coma 17 days, broke both shoulders, punctured both lungs, broke my jaw in 5 places, bottom teeth wired in, 5 ribs, my left hip, my third optic nerve died. And 10 years later, they found out my right ankle had been broken in 4 or 5 places, and they hadn't picked it up because I was in a wheelchair for 2.5 years. And then the battle began. I had to learn how to talk again, toilet train myself, breathe again, walk again, talk again. And I've had a fantastic lot of help in doing those processes. They still go on to this day. I'm now doing motivational speaking. I've just given my 11th speech, which was on global warming. The first 10 were on my accident and my route to recovery. But then people got sick of hearing about me, so I wrote one on global warming. And the last one was called Towards Independence, on my journey in gaining back my own independence. I was in the Alfred Hospital for 6 months as an inpatient. I went there for another year as an outpatient. My mother is a primary teacher, and I was very lucky. She taught me how to speak again. I used to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning, practicing my speech out loud into a tape recorder till I was word perfect. And I'm very lucky there's a lady at home that taught with Mum and taught me now to write my own speeches. And I just look on the whole accident as an incredible part of my life, and I look on it as a journey. And the big thing is to enjoy the journey as I go. Never think, what am I doing this for? Because this is the way I'm going to be for the rest of my life, and I don't want to look back in 10 years and say, if I had have tried a little bit harder, I'll be this much better. So I make sure that if I can look in the mirror and the person that looks back at me can say she's put in her best effort that day, I haven't gone out of my way to hurt anybody, then I can be at peace with myself. With what I have gone through, if I can help even two people, I just think it's worth all of what I've gone through. If I can give two or three people inspiration and just show them that it can be done, it's worth it. I was unconscious for 17 days and I was scored a 3 on the Glasgow Coma Scale score. So they didn't give me much hope. And now I went for my driver's license 10 times. It was on the 10th time that I did get it. That was to drive 5 kilometres from home. And they tested me 2 days before Christmas to get my final driver's license. That was 7.5 years after the accident. But now I've only got 1 point left on my license, so I'm doing a lot of praying. I did a certificate for in disability studies, and I passed that. That was through Moorabark TAFE, and I had to do 400 hours of volunteer work in that. I did find that very difficult at the start, just getting all the assignments handed in on time, and for the hours, completing the hours, just to I found that quite hard, just day after day, to do the disability work. But you've just got to reach deep within yourself and think, I can do this and I will do it, and just stay positive. Make sure you get plenty of rest and just give yourself plenty of time. I myself watched my diet, made sure I did a little bit of exercise, didn't push myself too hard because the study did take up quite a bit of time. I've just completed my competent Toastmaster, which is doing the 10 speeches. I myself learn the speeches and I write them out each day. I wake myself up at 2 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the morning because my memory's best at those times, and go over them, and I learn them off by heart. I just go over them all the time, probably about 100 times through the day and night. That has helped me in my recovery as well, just creating new pathways. I've now been accepted into RMIT University. They accept 25 people in Victoria with disabilities to do a leadership course, which is 4 modules of a disability degree. And I have been signed off on those modules, so I've completed that. And I'm looking at completing a disability degree or an advanced diploma in disability studies next year. But all I can say is, put your heart and soul into it, put in the work, and you'll get there.